It's Weekend Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Voters in Westford will be deciding if they want to close their elementary school and open an independent school in its place. A petition submitted to the school board has forced the issue. For more on this and other news items found at VPR's Public Post, our online source of community news items, is VPR's Amy Noyes. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Peter.
Why did this issue come up in the first place?
Well, Westford's facing a large school tax increase next year, although the proposed budget increase is relatively small. School directors say that situation's due to the state funding formula, and they say switching to an independent school model may or may not fix that funding problem.
And why do some think the independent model will be better?
Well, an independent model, the school is run on tuition dollars rather than tax dollars. This still ties it to the state funding formula because tuition that the town will pay for its students to the school is funneled through the state. However, parents can also choose to send their children to a different school if they don't have a public elementary school in their town.
So that's the pro. What's the con?
There's a level of local control in a public school because the school directors who are in charge of the school are elected. In an independent school, that's not the case. You can't decide that you want to go vote somebody in or off the school board. So the governing body is not as beholden to the taxpayers as they are in a public school setting.
And when will voters have the final say on this?
Town meeting day is when the vote's expected.
Okay. Well, we'll check in again after town meeting day to see how things went in Westford. And speaking of town meeting day, Amy, the deadline is passed for petitions to be filed to have articles included on the town meeting warning. One item appearing on the to-do lists of Vermont towns is the issue of the public bank, which we've talked about before. Where is this cropping up?
Well, Montpelier's put it on their city meeting ballot, and a petition's been turned in Waitsfield. And I suspect as these warnings get posted online in different towns for town meeting day, we're going to see it popping up a lot more. Usually it's the last article on the end of the warning, sort of taken as a directive to the legislature.
So calling on the legislature to create one, is this basically these towns putting themselves on the record saying they're in support of one?
That's right. They're saying they are asking their legislative representatives, their senators, to create a public bank for the state of Vermont.
And is there a coordinated push going on in the state to have other towns join Waitsfield and Montpelier in this effort?
Well, the Vermonters for a New Economy is the name of the group that has put together this petition, and they've been encouraging people to download the petition off of their website and circulate it in their town. And if they get 5% of the vote and turn that into their town, it will appear on the town meeting day warning.
Okay. Well, looking ahead, Amy, Shelburne is planning implementation of form-based zoning for the Route 7 corridor. Remind us what that is and what's planned to get the word out about it.
Form-based codes regulate features such as building design and appearance rather than laying out restrictions on land use and density as Vermont's traditional zoning laws do. So the Shelburne Planning Commission has hired consultants to help make the transition to form-based regulations in their town, and they'd really like to raise the level of awareness about the work they're doing as they take on the Route 7 corridor. Shelburne Road is the big area in town where everybody's familiar with, and so it's high visibility, and they want high participation. So they're going to have a bunch of events this weekend, starting today and for the next 2 days, actually, at the town hall, where people can drop in and listen to forums, technical presentations, or just sit down and hear what the plan is and give their own personal feedback. And they're even going to have a tailgate party in the spirit of the Super Bowl.
And at these meetings, would people be able to, in a practical sense, learn basically what officials are planning for what could be built in this corridor and what couldn't be built?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of give and take that's being planned. So they're seeing what the vision is, but they're also going to have an opportunity to express what they'd like to see their downtown look like.
And we have links to your Public Post reporting on this issue at vpr.net. Amy, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Peter.
That's VPR's Amy Noyes. She reports for Public Post. Funding for Public Post and these conversations is made possible by the VPR Journalism Fund.